Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover, and right now I'm sitting down with Pastor Sam Infazon. So, Sam, could you just tell us a little bit about who you are and kind of how you came to faith in Christ?
I'm an old man. I've been saved, came to know the Lord, through a ministry, a church that I was involved in, which was called Pinellas Community Church. And my wife and I started going there, and because I was searching for something. My background was that I was a Jehovah's Witness at one time. Then I got saved. But when I left that and didn't have a church or wasn't involved in church, because I also was a Catholic at first, I kind of went back into the world and started doing the things that we used to do in the world. You know, I wasn't really bad, but, you know, just partying, working hard, drinking and all that. You know, it wasn't bad, but I moved down here from Chicago so that I could get away from the things that I used to do up there and have a better life. Moved down here and accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, and as things started to change for me. And as I did that, then I got involved in ministry, and through the one church I was involved in, and God placed it in my heart to start doing homeless ministry. It's not something that I really wanted to do. It wasn't my desire. I can't sing, I can't dance, so the Lord told me to minister to men. And so I started doing homeless ministry because the greater number of people that are out there are men that are homeless. And so I became a part of that. And I was involved in a accountability group through Promise Keepers. And we were meeting together at a church in South St. Pete, the Word of Life. Actually, it was Bethel Community Church, and we met there for 6 years, and it was based on the Promise Keepers, Seven Promises of a Promise Keepers, and we were there for 7 years, and guys, black and white, all coming together for the glory of God, and I learned so much from these men. And after we broke up, after 6 years, I started our own men's group, and we've been meeting together now Elsie says we've been meeting together for 20 years. I said, golly, I can't believe that. Times fly so fast. And so we're still doing men's ministry in a local restaurant. We meet every Friday at 6 o'clock. I believe that men need to come together and be able to have a time to be able to share what's happening in their lives. And that's kind of what I do. And then ministry-wise, I started a ministry called the St. Petersburg Dream Center. I saw an infomercial years ago on Tommy Barnett Dream Center in Los Angeles. And I saw how they were taking care of the needy, the poor kids, and feeding them, and God placed it in my heart that at that point in time that's what I was going to do the rest of my life. So eventually I went down to Los Angeles several times to the Dream Center, stayed there. I learned from them, went to New York, was involved in Bill Wilson's ministry, Sidewalk Sunday School Ministry, and I learned from them and brought it back here to St. Pete. And I started our ministry, and our ministry has been since for 27 years now. It's been 27 years. Oh, my God. And so we just been taking care of the people, the stragglers, the people that nobody else wants. We have a food ministry, not a food pantry. The difference is that when people come in here, we take the time to find out why they're here. Nobody wants to be in a food pantry. So something in their life is missing that they have to come to a food pantry. And so we sit down, we talk to them, we pray with them, we pray for their needs. And just to be able to have someone to talk to is such a big thing, because in most cases people don't have people to talk to. So we listen to them and then we're able to pray with them. And so we have a location in Pinellas Park, and now we have a new location. We're getting ready to open up in May or maybe June and that's where I originally started, in St. Petersburg, and I'm kind of going back home, and I'm back at a church that actually helped me start the Dream Center, which is Gateway Christian Center, Pastor Joe Van Kubering. And so he asked me to come back, and in my heart, I wanted to come back. So, I mean, it was a God thing, and he asked me, and I told him what I wanted to do. And so when we found this out, we were in a restaurant. Here is two grown men crying, because when the Spirit of God fell upon us, and here we are. Now I'm working in a new location, and I truly believe that there's going to be great, powerful ministry that's going to happen in St. Petersburg. And that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Okay, and I just know that just from that Bible study you were talking about on Friday morning, I've heard some of the stories that you have of just how God has been working through you and through the Dream Center. Could you share a couple of those with us?
Well, you know, just this week, a couple came in. They were from Tennessee. They were from a small town, had no work, and so they came down to Florida. Well, they didn't find no job. Whatever money they had, blew it. They ended up staying in Safe Harbor. Well, in St. Pete or Florida, if you're not from Florida, you don't get the services that you would normally get if you're a resident. So they gave them 72 hours to stay in the Safe Harbor, and then the night before they came in, they slept in the woods. And when they came in, you know, I just looked at them. I says, you know, I felt my heart went out to them, and so I talked with them, find out what their need was, and prayed with them. And then we have Miss Connie Bird, that she oversees the Pinellas Park Dream Center here, and she was able to help them connect with the right people to be able to get the resources that they need. And the officers, the outreach officers, were able to put something together, and they put both of them on a bus and go right back to Tennessee because they had nothing here. So that's just one of the things that we do. We connect people to the resources that they need. And, I mean, the new place that I'm working at, it's just incredible. You know, I don't have a lot of workers, a lot of volunteers, but I go there and do a little bit every day. Inch by inch is a cinch, and we're doing a lot. But God sends people. He sends people, hey, Sam, I hear you're over here now. What do you need? And so they're helping me out. And so God is at work. Wherever we are, I think sometimes we're trying to push the rope. If we just be still and listen to God, God will direct us and God will bring us the people that we need. So, I mean, those things, stories like that are every day when you're about God's business.
And I know one story you tell is, you've told in the past couple months, is just about how you can't expect it to be immediate either. Like with the one person that you had unknowingly just been ministering to for how long was it?
Well, 10, 20, the marriage?
No, I think Jesse.
Oh, Jesse. Oh, my God. Yeah, we have a lady that's volunteering here, and one day I got her pictures all over the walls, and she looked at a picture. She says, "That's me," and she was 19 years old and she's 33, 34, something like that now. And at 19 years old, she helped us out in the outreach, and we were ministering to her all these years because she had gotten shot. Her brother killed the mother and father and shot at her, but it didn't kill her. It hit her in her head, but so she's a little bit off right now. But since she started, went to prostitution and drugs and all that, and then all of a sudden we loaded up the car one day and put a bunch of food, and we say, Lord, where do you want us to go to? To a trailer park, and we ended up going to her trailer park, which I've never seen before, an obscure place, and we gave food to all the people, and she was one of them, and we asked her if she knew Christ as her Savior. She says she did, but she invited us in, but we prayed with her, and ever since then, she's for almost a year now, she's been working with us, and we're still discipling her, and she's helping us out, and it's just great, you know, when we're about our Father's business, and we learn to listen to the Word of God, and the Spirit directs us, then He'll take us to places where you'll never know. So here she is, you know, over 19 years or whatever it is, 19 to, yeah, here she is again. And like that, there are more people out there that are reconnecting with us as the Dream Center, as a ministry that we minister to years ago. And once they know that we're here and we're back in St. Pete, they're coming. Because we minister to them. At one point, we were their daddy. And there's only one dad, that's Heavenly Father, but we were the ones that were helping them and ministering to them. And so that's what's going on right now. I mean, it's just, you know what? Everybody's looking for a big bang. Whew. Ministry is just be. Just be. Be available. Listen to the Word. Be attentive. And God will direct you. He's looking for willing vessels that are willing to go where they've been sent. That doesn't mean you don't like it. I didn't want to do homeless ministry. The last thing in the world I wanted to do. But I was obedient. And that's where God sent me. That's what I've been doing. And here I am, still doing it. I'll be 68 this year. 40 years in marriage. And I like to take. I was thinking about. I don't have the money to really retire per se, but I don't get paid for this. By the way, I don't get paid for this. I haven't got paid in a long time. I got Social Security. My wife works a little bit of money here and there. The ministry does pay my gas and my food sometimes, but that's it. So I'm not doing this for a paycheck. I'm doing this. Because God called me to do it, and I'm just being obedient. If we learn to listen to God, but everybody's so concerned, I got to have that money. Yeah, but if God called you, God will provide for you. You have to have faith. Look at what God has done. This little place that we're in right now, in Pinellas Park, it's only a small storefront. But look at the people that we minister through here, the amount of tons of food that we give away. Just be available to do His work. Amen.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time for this interview, Sam. And again, I'm Chuck Groover with Pastor Sam Infazon, and that's God at Work. Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.